Blog Talk Radio.
I'm coming on the air on the radio today if you want to come on.
In Jesus' name, bound, oppressed, afflicted, sick or lame. Hallelujah. For the power of the Lord is still the same. So lean on somebody and tell them, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus, in Jesus' name. Can I say it again? You won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, sick or lame. For the power of the Lord, it still remains the same. So
my time is up. But I got to say it one more time. You won't leave here like you came. Is there anybody need a blessing tonight? In Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, afflicted, and in pain. Oh, Lord. For the power of the Lord. I said the power of the Lord. The power of the Lord, it remains the same. Say it quiet. I said you won't leave here. You want to lift up your hands and bless them tonight. Give the Lord a praise offering in this place. I don't know what you came in the house with today, but if you cast your cares on the Lord, tell somebody you don't have to leave here like you came. Be healed, be delivered, and be set free.
Thank you.
with my mama, and I check with Moses. Let me hear the key of G. This ain't playing. Let me hear G. Yeah. Something on the inside, moving on the outside.
Oh, what a day.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry today, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have been missing for 2 weeks due to death in the family and some other things that have come about. But praise God, we are back. Back on cue, back on the air. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And before we start our topic today, let's bow our heads in a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. Thank you for health and strength, the activity of our limb. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to be able to come on Blog Talk today, dear Heavenly Father, and share with the world, dear Heavenly Father, what you have given to me, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise today. We give you the honor. Bless each and every person that will touch the line, will listen through the archives later, or is a call in. We give you the praise and the honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our topic is talking about the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, his personality that's proven. And I went to Galatians 3 and 2 to start us off. And the Word of God says, this only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith. You know, and our first thing is going to be, he speak, the Holy Spirit. You know, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. You find that in Acts 8 and 29. And you know, while Peter thought on the vision, The Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Here, the Holy Spirit is a teacher. He teaches. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The Holy Spirit is a guide. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You'll find that in Romans 8 and 14. The Holy Spirit he forbid now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and was forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. After they were come to Messiah, they are sailed to go into Bethany, but the Spirit suffered them not. You'll find that in Acts 16, 6 through 7. He reproved, the Holy Spirit reproves. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Testify. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. You'll find that in John 15, 26, 16 and 14, also Acts 20 and 23. We're talking about the Holy Spirit today and the personality that's proven. A point. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called thee. You'll find that in Acts 13:2 and Acts 20 and 28. He sanctified the Holy Spirit. Being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. A comforter, you know. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. We're talking about the Holy Spirit today and the personality of the Holy Spirit. He regenerates. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He seals and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. He prays. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. The Holy Spirit, he glorified Christ. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. You'll find that in John 16 and 14. He ministered. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. But all these works that one and the selfsame Spirit divided to every man severely as he will. You first find that in 1 Corinthians 12, 8 and 11. And he baptized. For by one Spirit are all we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be born or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Well, we're talking today about the Holy Spirit, his personality. You know, the Holy Spirit, throughout the Scripture, the Holy Spirit is described and announced. He is co-equal with Father and Son, author of the world, the Word, author of the atonement, author of the resurrection. You'll find in 1 Peter 3 and 18, author of spiritual knowledge. And you know, we had a little song that this will coincide with, say, joys are flowing like a river. Since the Comforter has come, he abides with us forever, making the trusting heart his home. Bring life and health and gladness all around. This heavenly guest banish unbelief and sadness. Change all our weariness to rest. Let the rain that fall from heaven like the sunlight from the sky, so the Holy Ghost is given, coming on us from on high. See a fruitful field is growing, blessed fruits of righteousness, and the streams of life are flowing in a holy and lonely willingness. We're talking about the Holy Spirit today. Then we get down to blessed quietness, holy quietness. What an assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks to me. How the billows cease to roll. You know, the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, both the Old and the New Testaments are clear in their description of the person and works of the Holy Spirit. The personality of the Holy Spirit is revealed in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. You know, we talk about the character and the works of the Holy Spirit. You'll find that in John 14, 16 through 26 and Romans 8, 26. You know, it's an agent of Christ's birth, an agent of the resurrection of God and Christ and his believers. You'll find that in Romans 1 and 4, 8 and 11. Today we're talking about the person, work of the Holy Spirit. We have two topics, the Holy Spirit, we're breaking it down, and the Holy Spirit, his personality. For whom the Spirit proceeds, dwelling of the Spirit in Christ, regenerating by the Spirit, dwelling of the Spirit in believers, the Spirit given to his disciples, and the Spirit to be received by faith. We have to have that faith. As strong as that mustard seed, we got to have mustard seed faith. The Spirit given to the disciples and the Spirit to be received by faith. Sanctification by the Spirit indwelling in the church, prophesying in the Old Testament as well as the gospel's blessing. You'll find it in Isaiah 32 and 15. 44 and 3. You know, when the dispensation of the Spirit began and when it will end, you read that for your consideration in Matthew 3 and 11, John 7 and 39, 14, chapter 7 with the 16th verse. Names and titles of the Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God, my Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of Christ, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of Holiness, hallelujah, hallelujah, when we just think about all the different spirits of Christ, the Comforter, the Truth, the Holiness, Grace, Wisdom, Promise, Glory, the Good Spirit. And you know, I was thinking about what the Holy Spirit does in us. The Holy Spirit within us is a security of our salvation. He is likewise an earnest of it and assure our spirit that we have a title to eternal happiness. You know, the Spirit of God breathes witnesses with our spirit that we are the children of God. And in order that this inward testimony may be lively and permanent, it is absolutely necessary to attend carefully to the secret operation of the Holy Spirit within us, who, by infusing his holy consolation into our soul, by enlivening our dropping spirit and giving us a quick relief of his promises, raises bright and joyous sensation in us and gives amen, beforehand a taste of the bliss to which he can look forward in heaven. Today we're talking about the Holy Spirit. And at this time, I think I'll put on us a little music today. We're getting back in the swing of everything. well, for the rest of my life, I will serve him. And, you know, today I have some biblical emblems of the Holy Spirit. For you all that's listening in may not know it. When you think about wind or breath, you'll find that in Psalms 4 and 16, Ezekiel 37 and 9. That's some mysteries, sovereign and mighty. Water. A lot of people say, well, water, water, the emblem of the Holy Spirit. Water is pure. It's cleansing. It's refreshing. It's fertilizing. It's free. And you'll find that in Isaiah 44 and 3, Ezekiel 36 and 25, John 7, 38 and 39. Fire. You'll find that in Matthew 3 and 11. We're talking about embers of the Holy Spirit. Fire penetrating, illuminating, warming, and consuming. I know if you heard about consuming fire. And we get down to the oil, which you'll find in Isaiah 61 and 1 in Hebrew 1 and 9. The embers of the Holy Spirit is healing. The oil is used for healing, for comforting, and consecration. That's what your oil is used for. You see it, which is Ephesians 1, 13, 4, and 30, is authenticated, making, and securing. And earnest is the pledge of future and full possession. And you know, if you've seen pictures of a dove, emblem of the Holy Spirit, a dove, you find that in Matthew 3 and 16. It's gentle, peaceful, and pure. And that's what I use on my site, a dove. And a guide, that's an emblem of the Holy Spirit, which is tender, faithful, and unfailing. And some of the name and offices of the Holy Spirit, the name of the Holy Spirit is Spirit, Ephesians 5 and 18. I have a scripture to back up each and one of these things I'm giving you today. The Holy Spirit will be found in Luke 11 and 3. Spirit of truth would be John 14 and 17. These are names and office of the Holy Spirit. Spirit of adoption, you'll find that in Romans 8 and 15. Spirit of God is found in Romans 8 and 9. Spirit of Christ is Romans 8 and 9. The Spirit of glory is found in 1 Peter 4 and 14. Spirit of grace, you'll find that in Hebrews 10 and 29. And also, names and office of the Holy Spirit is promise. The spirit of promise, you find that in Ephesians 1 and 13. The spirit of wisdom, you find that in Ephesians 1 and 17. God's spirit, you find in Nehemiah 9 and 20. The spirit of the Lord, you find in Luke 4 and 18. The Holy Ghost, you find in Acts 1 and 5. And the Comforter, you'll find in John 14 and 6. Those are some of the names of the Holy Spirit. For those of you all that have read it or didn't know, and those are the names that they call the Holy Spirit. Now, the office of the Holy Spirit is the Comforter, the Teacher, the Guide, the Witness, the Intercessor, the Sanctifier, Reprove, Revealer, Giver, Justify, inspire, author of our life, quickeness, search, way of access, and renewedness. Those are the office of the Holy Spirit. So today I'm just giving you a little synopsis on the Holy Spirit and his personality. You know, the Spirit, three dangerous ways in which people frustrate the Holy Spirit. Resisting the Spirit, refusing to accept the testimony of Christ as Acts 7:51-53, the sin of the uncovered. Then we have grieving the Spirit, three dangerous ways in which people frustrate the Holy Spirit. Grieving the Spirit, yielding to things forbidden, as Ephesians 4 and 29, the sin of the saints. And then we come down quenching the Spirit. How many of you all quench the Holy Spirit? quenching the spirit in others by dispelling and prophesying. That is the spirit speaking about others, as in 1 Thessalonians 5:19-20. You know, we have a little saying, say, breathe on me, breathe on me, O God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breathe of God, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee I will one will to do and to endure. Breathe on me till I am wholly thine, till all the earthly parts of me grows with thy fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I never die, but live with thee the perfect life, O thine enemy. We're talking that time about the spirits, the three dangerous ways in which the people frustrate the Holy Spirit, was by resisting the Spirit, grieving the Spirit, and quenching the Spirit. You know, some places you be where people just hold it, just quenching the Spirit. They won't just let it out, let the Spirit have its way with them. Don't quench the Holy Spirit, and don't grieve the Holy Spirit, and please don't resist the Holy Spirit. Welcome the Holy Spirit within your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're giving God praise for that today. And you know, we have the office or work of the Holy Spirit is to strive, to send forth, to move. We have someone want to say something. We have a guest. Praise the Lord.
Hi.
You're not on the air.
Hi, this is Alicia. I'm glad you're back on the air. How are you doing?
I am blessed. How are you?
I'm truly blessed. Right now, what I'm doing, I'm speaking on that spiritual. I've been listening, and I'm very familiar with the spirit of truth, the spirit of love, and all these spirits. And this is such a good topic today to be on when we're talking about the spirits and what God's spirit can do. I just want to give God the praise, the Holy Spirit, the praise for allowing you to get on this subject, because it's such an inviting subject. It's a welcoming subject to the heart of those who want and desire to, like you say, not quench the Spirit, but just open your heart with boldness to the Spirit. That's all I wanted to say. And keep going.
Well,
this is awesome.
Thank you, caller, for calling in, and thank you for welcoming me back to the line, because I have been missing it for 2 weeks. Praise God. And I thank God for my other callers that have called in. Stay on, stay tuned, because I know it'll be something that I will say that will help you along your Christian journey today. You know, the office work of the Holy Spirit is to strive, to send forth, to move, to speak, to guide, to lead, to help our infirmities, to testify, to reveal, to search, to possess a mind, to prophesy. We're talking about the office or works of the Holy Spirit, to intercede, to sanctify, to quicken, to be pleased, to be vexed, to work in the spirit, in the soul. You know, as I was thinking about to intercede, I'm going to turn over there to Romans 8:26. And let's see what 8:26 is saying on the works of the Holy Spirit on to intercede. 8:26 say, likewise, the Spirit also help our infirmities. We talked about infirmities also. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself making intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Ah, my. And also, when we go to Romans 8 and verse 27, when we were speaking about to possess a mind, and he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. My. And you know, the works of the Holy Spirit in relation to the world, he is created. You'll find that in Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Also Job 33 and 4. You know, sovereign dispose of all things. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 12 and 6. And you know, the working of the Holy Spirit in relation to Christ's kingdom, he raised Christ from the dead, inspired the scripture, convict of sin, regenerated and sanctified, also appointed and sent ministers everywhere to preach on the word of God, the gospel, the good news. Hallelujah. You know, as I was going over there with the different chapters that I had with that, direct where they shall preach. You have that in Acts 16 and 6 and 7 and verse 10. Witnessing concerning Christ, you'll find that in 1 John 5 and 6 and John 15 and 26. So I'm giving you scriptures where you can go back in your own leisure time and pull up some of these scriptures and see what they're saying to you. I'm going to play us another song.
Come on, put your hands up.
Oh, Lord, stop by here. Oh, Lord, we need you here. We need a word from the Lord that will turn all. Stop.
Amen, amen. Yes, we do need the Lord to stop by here. I know wherever you are in radio land, computer land, y'all need Jesus to just stop by right where you are right now. Some of you all might be going through something. We are talking about the Holy Spirit today, the personality of the Holy Spirit. So, you know, we can't make it without the Lord. You know, in relation to the individual saints, that he witnessed to sonship, he comforts, he imparts the love of God. He dwells in saints. He is known by saints. He brings truth to remembrance. He guides into truth. He foreshadows the future. He teaches you all. He gives power. He imparts spiritual gifts. He helps our infirmity. And he shows us how to answer persecution. All these things that the Holy Spirit does. When you think about the job of the Holy Spirit, my. You know, the Spirit, the only source of success. You know, I was thinking about what Christ calls does not depend on human patron or authority, on human forces or the power of arms, on the carnal policy or the wisdom of men, on the riches, the learning, the equity of his friends, one moral or social standing, all these things with the Holy Spirit, you all. And you know, the cause of Christ depends upon the Spirit of God. The Spirit qualifies the instrument employed. You find that in 1 Corinthians 12:8. And the Spirit makes the means effective. 1 Corinthians 3:7. And you know, when we talk about the truth, the implication of this truth, human instrumentally, not excluding the necessity of divine influence. The trumpet of the church is certainty. It has already survived the purity of Pharaoh, the combination of the Canaanite kings, the various ordeal of Herod and of Nero, the bloodthirsty attack on French infidelity and national purity. It is standing high despite the stubborn abuse of modernistic and other forms of anti-Christian cults and movements. You know, the Holy Spirit in Christ, if there is one thing more than another that is stated of the Lord Jesus, it is that in his life and labor as the man and servant of God, he was dependent upon the Holy Spirit. You know, in the Gospel of the New Testament passages, there are no less than 15 direct references to the Holy Spirit and his action in relation to the Lord Jesus, and vice versa. You know, Christ was born of the Holy Spirit as to his human nature. The Holy Spirit was the Father promised gift to Christ. Christ was seated with the Holy Spirit at his baptism, and he was sealed. You know, the normal condition of Christ as to his life was that he was full of the Holy Spirit. My. You know, the Holy Spirit was the spirit in which Christ moved. Christ was led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was the power by which Christ exercised his ministry. You find that in Luke 4:18. Let's turn on over there right quickly. Okay, Luke 4:18, and the word of God says in that, the Spirit of the Lord, I know y'all know this is a familiar passage, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, My. We're giving God praise for that this morning. Hallelujah. And you know, as I went on, the Holy Spirit was the power. The Holy Spirit was the energy. The Holy Spirit was an anointing that enabled Christ to go about doing good. You find that in Acts the 10th chapter and the 38th verse. The Holy Spirit was the strength that enabled Christ to offer himself as a sacrifice to God on account of sin. My. The Holy Spirit was the might by which Christ was raised from the dead. My. Here, the Holy Spirit and Christ. My. You know, the Lord Jesus was the best toward of the Holy Spirit to his disciples. The Holy Spirit was authority by which Christ gave his commandments. And the Holy Spirit was the justifier of Christ. My. Here we're talking today about the Holy Spirit and Christ, the working of the Holy Spirit, protector of the Holy Spirit, office of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit itself, the names and office of the Holy Spirit, and the emblem of the Holy Spirit. We're covering all this today on the Holy Spirit. My. You know, if there is one thing more than another is a stated of the Lord, Jesus is that in his life and labor as the main and servant of God, he was dependent upon the Holy Spirit. In the gospel and other New Testament passage, there was no more. Hallelujah. Well, we're just giving God praise by talking about the Holy Spirit in Christ. And each time I say a little word, I have to ponder myself on that word. I've spoken to you all because, you know, Christ was sealed with the Holy Spirit just like we are today. And the Holy Spirit was the spear in which Christ moved. And Christ was led by the Holy Spirit, like we ought to be, led by the Holy Spirit, not getting so much distraction where we get taken away from what God is saying to us. So we just thank God today for the lesson, the Spirit that glorified Christ. He shall glorify me, for he shall take of mine and shall declare it unto you. My, we're talking about the Holy Spirit today, the Holy Spirit and Christ. I thank God for the people that have come on the switchboard today. Good morning to all of you all in computer and radio land. So glad to see y'all coming on this morning. We are talking about the Holy Spirit in Christ today, the Spirit of the work of the Holy Spirit, the office and work of the Holy Spirit, and the name and office of the Holy Spirit, the biblical emblem of the Holy Spirit we brought forth on the wind of breath, the water, the fire, the oil, the seal, because some people may come in, you know, they need that Holy Spirit. So we got have that on our agenda when we talk on the broadcast, because it's the Holy Spirit that's leading and guiding us. The Holy Spirit was the power by which Christ exercised his ministry. It was the Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit was the energy in which Christ overcame the power of Satan. It was the Holy Spirit was the secret of Christ's joy. And the Holy Spirit was the anointing that enabled Christ to go about doing good. the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit, you all. And the Holy Spirit was the anointing. Oh, my, my, my. Ooh, that enabled Christ to do good, to go about doing good. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit was the strength that enabled Christians today to offer himself as a sacrifice to God on account of sin. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Just pondering over that, you all, on the Holy Spirit. Because, oh, my, 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 my. I'm going to see, can I play one more song today?
I said once I was satisfied. In life, basement, not to dwell. I didn't know I was a prisoner in a cell. But now I, now I'm dwelling on the first floor. God's love. I'm just here,
oh, yeah.
Temporarily,
oh, yeah.
And I soon shall move above in my Father's,
oh, yeah.
House in glory,
oh, yeah.
House of mansion,
oh, yeah.
All prepared,
oh, yeah.
Built by Jesus. A lonely carpenter,
oh, yeah.
From Galilee,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Oh, but someday,
oh, yeah.
This life is over,
oh, yeah.
I'm gonna join,
oh, yeah.
Heavenly choir,
oh, yeah.
At the golden,
oh, yeah.
Shining Asia. They were declaring the golden stair. I'm going there. Yes, I am. I'm gonna move in my room. I'm going there. One day, my.
So happy,
in spite of all my trials and cares, I'm getting ready, Lord, to move upstairs.
I'm
going to heaven.
Get ready.
I
Topic has been on the Holy Spirit. And to close out the show today, the Spirit glorifies Christ. To understand the work of the Holy Spirit and truly experience it, one must try to grasp the relationship of the Holy Spirit to the Lord Jesus. Our Lord said definitely before his departure that the Spirit would come as a comforter to the disciples. The Spirit would reveal him in their heart and in heavenly glory. The disciples were full of the thoughts. They would not miss their Lord, but have him with them always. You know, this made them pray honestly for the Holy Spirit, but they longed to have Jesus with them always. This was the promise of the Master. The Spirit should reveal him to them. This is the meaning of our text today. The Spirit shall glorify, even as I am in the glory of heaven. He will make me know. He will take off my love, my joy, my peace, and all my life, and reveal it unto you. Where there is an earnest desire for the glory of Jesus in the heart of the believers, the Holy Spirit will preserve the holy presence of Jesus in our heart all day. So today we just gave you a little bit about the Holy Spirit and Christ, the different things that the Holy Spirit do, the work of the Holy Spirit, the names and office of the Holy Spirit, and the emblems of the Holy Spirit, what each thing means. So I hope you was able to get some of that down today. I know some of it sound foreign, but you've been in places where you've seen people use oil. You know what the oil is for, what it represents. I brought that for healing, comfort, and consecration. When I talk about the seal, authentication, making, and securing. A dove, when you see a dove in different places, it's gentle, peaceful, pure. And when you see the water is for pure, for cleansing it, for refreshing, fertilizing, free. And when you see the fire, that's penetrating, illuminating, warming and consuming. When you hear him talk about that consuming fire. So today I want to thank each and every one of you all for coming to the line and listening to the person and the working of the Holy Spirit, the personality of the Holy Spirit. I was able to receive something from it today. I know it might not be a general topic everybody used to doing, but when we read the scriptures talking about the working of the Holy Spirit in relation to the world, in relation to Christ's kingdom, and in relation to the individual saints. I brought that today. Hope someone got something out of it today. And hopefully y'all be able to come next week, because we have an exciting topic set up for next week at 10 o'clock. So do set your time. Put it on your calendar to tune in to Joy and Peace next week at 10 o'clock on next Wednesday morning. if the Lord say the same. We giving God praise today for what all he's doing, because he is just worthy to be praised. Have a wonderful day today. Bye-bye.